Atlas song, singing. They sing to me. It's quiet like the crystalline hum of a lamp from a room over. It's quiet like the hushed roar of the waves crashing against a beach as you lose altitude, coming to rest on a rock weathered by the endless motion of water against it. It's like quiet hoofsteps coming up worn oak stairs, ever so gently. Sometimes they're loud. They were almost deafening when I first met the sun and its warmth, when its oppressive heat and scorching light first moved through me. Their voices split me open, and for a moment I could understand them as they spoke about an infinite web of starlight and the vacuum that separated them. Their voices were boiling pinpricks of light in the aching void of my mind, and I tried to scream, but their cacophony rose over me. They told me a lot about the nature of myself, about the life and death of a single star, about the way that they burn themselves into cold husks until the last of them would go silent. They told me I would be there for each death, endless, until I wasn't and the last of the heat of the universe escaped with my breath and all would be cold and empty. They told me what this meant for a pony, how something so small and fragile could hold all of this and not explode into star stuff. I promptly tried to forget it all. They've been quiet every morning since, except this one. Their voices ruffle the edges of my morning veil, and I think maybe they're trying to part it, to grace my tired and puffy eyes with their light and love. I turn my head away from them as the sun crests the horizon, but their voices only grow more and more insistent, and it's only now that I realize that they're singing a funeral dirge. It was the same one my sister and I led as we lowered our mother into the ground. It's the same one I sang alone as I buried her crown in the scorched earth just outside what remains of our castle. I think they're trying to comfort me. I don't want comfort. And I indeed do not need comfort. For in this moment, comfort does nothing but make the pain longer. I need a sharp knife. I need the heat pooling in my chest and just behind my eyes to come pouring out to boil this world alive so that I might not have to live another day without you in it. I'm crying, and I can hear them crying with me. The sky cries as best as it can, a cascade of meteors, a desperate simulacra of the saline catharsis that streaks my cheeks. Those doomed satellites that crisscross the sky like hatchmark razor scars were trying their hardest as the light of the sun slowly burned their contrails from view. I wonder if she could hear them too. Can she hear me sing in turn, late at night? I hope so. This morning, I heard her voice. My mother's voice. So many centuries behind me that I forgot she ever even had a voice at all. She was singing as they always did, but it was just her. Just the soft angel song of her voice, straining to make it over the horizon. I could hear her, and I responded, my own voice faltering as it did when I was young. Our voices fell into place and we harmonized. And I think maybe she understood me, understood what had happened between now and then. I heard her apologize, and I forgave her as I did 1,000 times in my dreams. I told her it wasn't her fault, that there was no way either of us could have escaped this. I apologized, and she forgave me. And I felt her touch me for just a moment. A brief connection for two souls trapped in between one place and the next. I do not let death haunt me. I've seen them. The little ponies who scurry below me as the sun rises steady in the sky live and die and live and die and live and die 1,000 times over. I don't let their deaths haunt me anymore. To do so, to be there for each of their lonely little deaths, it's pointless. I can't change it. All I can do is listen as I do now. To her voice, and to theirs unkind. She sings to me, and I sing along like I do for my little ponies. Our voices are beautiful when they rise in unison, aren't they? Together, we can create so much joy, my body can hardly bear it. Her voice went quiet and the stars returned, somber and polite, so as to give me the space that I needed. I never heard her again after that. For the first time in 1,000 years, I could hear my younger sister, beloved of the moon and closest to my heart, her voice carrying out loud and clear over the sprawling city that lay sleeping before me. It took all my effort not to throw myself from the balcony and launch into the air, to just go chasing after her in the quickly brightening sky. I know had I taken even another step closer, she would have wavered and faltered or burned out entirely, and her voice would have gone silent. So, it was all I could do then, to stand transfixed, rooted in place, as she sang to me a song I had never heard in a language I could never speak. Still though, despite our distance, I could understand her tongue, plain as day. She loved me. She had always loved me in the way that only the night could love the day, and I burned for her. Nearly immolated myself, just to be nearer to my darling moon. She would not be with me if I was aflame, so again, I remained. She was less singing now and more speaking, plain and open as so far from me that I could hardly hear her. I spoke back and we carried on a conversation as the world slowed to a crawl around me. I didn't know, and I didn't care how long we spent talking, for my only concern was her. She tells me that she will return soon, very soon. But she will not be the same upon her arrival. I tell her I know this, and I am not unprepared, for the voices in the stars have told me of a young pony who might bear a similar fire to us. She will burn, like you and I, dear sister, and she will hear them sing too. This shit hit different, man. Different and deep. But in like the good way that really can make you think about certain things. Kind of have a self-reflection on yourself, if you will. Now, let's get on to our lovely donators. Top donator, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, Dospo, RuneScythe9852, Courier Crew CI, Delta Omega, Ryan E. Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Soul Dragon, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, Gaggy, David D. Sanchez, Trey, Zach Britton, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, James Dalton, Teal K. Anderson, and TV Killer. Thank you all very much for watching this video. Live life to the fullest, and maybe dedicate some time to reflect on yourself. It's really not a bad idea to do here and there.